No kidding. I mean, what does it mean to be an American? I remember I'm so old that we had many years ago a committee of the House called the House Un-American Activities Committee, which examined who you were and what you thought to see if you were a real American. Fortunately, that committee no longer exists.
Well, and John Sununu then had to backtrack later and say, well, what I really meant to say, but really, we're just beginning this nastiness, aren't we? We've got a long way to go.
Oh, yes. It's going to get a lot nastier. Now, the question of whether you be ashamed of wealth. Now, that's a real question, because that goes back to the assault on Mitt Romney about Bain Capital that he was in, and whether wealthy people somehow aren't as worthy as those of us who are not that quite that wealthy. That may be an issue in the campaign, but the question of who's an American, I think we settled. Don't we have birth certificates now? I think we do of everybody.
Sam, quickly, what do you make of the increasing pressure on Mitt Romney to release more tax returns? Is he eventually going to have to do that?
I think he's going to have to do it, and many of his top advisors suggest he should do it now. Now, everybody assumes, and I do, that he's done it legally. He's filed his taxes. Yes, he's taken advantage of certain regulations that maybe the ordinary American, because of a lack of the multimillion-dollar income, doesn't have. But that's okay. That's the code. But if it's just the fact that he's worried that people will say, well, this is a rich guy, I don't have any identification with him, and he doesn't have any with me, look at the Cayman Island accounts, he better get it out now. The earlier you get bad news or risky news out, the better it is for you. If he waits and the pressure mounts, people will begin to suspect that there's something really wrong there, and that he doesn't want that.